All right. So tonight at CR, it is going to be a conversation with author and activist Mia McKenzie. She couldn't be here in the studio, but we have got Rain Floto, who is one of the student presenters, who's bringing her on. And you've read her book. And
yeah.
You said it was one of your favorites.
Yes. I've read it a few times.
A few times. Fantastic. Yeah, there are only a few books I've read a few times. They have to rank up there like with Harry Potter. So what made this such a special book?
She talks about, I guess, like what it's like having a triple identity. She talks about race, queerness, and class, and gender. It's a really easy to read book. It's a compilation of her blog posts and all her favorite ones.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, it just really spoke to me.
All righty. And I guess the timing on this is quite good. All these topics are moving into the forefront and being part of more of just average mainstream discussion. So, you know, having a person like this and a book like this to be able to reference is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Yes. So, so you are a student presenter. What does that mean?
I'm just going to present her when she right before her the Q&A, and I'll be asking the questions that she answers.
Cool, fantastic! And she's going to be out there for like an hour.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, for an hour doing book signing and Q&A.
Fantastic, fantastic! And again, that is going to be at College of the Redwoods, and it is in room 129?
Yeah, 129 in the Humanities Building.
Humanities Building. Got it. Okay. Fantastic. And I've heard, although I've not seen her, that she's kind of a fun person to listen to and to talk to.
Yeah, I've never actually like seen her discussions, but a lot of the stuff she writes is it's really a like, difficult subject matter with like a really like comedic tone.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm definitely looking forward to that. So let's discuss the book mm-hmm. a little bit more. As I said, the topic and the timing is good. Mm-hmm. How does it deal with these various different topics? As you mentioned, it's race, queerness, class, gender.
Mm-hmm.
What's the kind of the tone?
Yeah, well, as I said before, it's a compilation of blog posts.
Right.
And so it's really what she wrote in the moment and when she was feeling it, and then it just like is a compilation, but like she'll talk about different subjects like talk about allyship, talk about like she has a lot of things about love and being a queer person of color, certain events. She talks about Trayvon Martin. She starts it off with that, talks about Paula Deen's controversy in the past, and yeah, really just what she's feeling. But a lot of stuff, even though like a lot of people don't know what happened with Paula Deen, a lot of the stuff still, a lot of the essays still are very relevant today.
Yeah. And, I have, several friends who are queer and of color, and mm-hmm. they all seem to say that there is a special kind of discrimination for mm-hmm. Being queer and of color. It is even within the queer community, mm-hmm. being of color is another kind of discrimination on top
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, and she talks a lot about that. She talks about racism within the queer community, and talks about homophobia within like the black community, mm-hmm. and and misogyny in the black community and the queer community. And just how that triple identity is just like frustrating. And she talks about how she's always perceived as angry, but she's like, it's absolutely frustrating. How could it not be?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It really is an interesting thing. It's much more complex than just the straight labels that you get. These different blog posts, I am sure, although I have not read it and I wish I had so I could speak from it, because the people I've talked with who have gone through these things, there have been a lot of frustrating moments, some humorous moments, and I can only imagine what this looks like. Do you have any particular, you know, blog posts that kind of come to mind that they're memorable?
She has one that talks about resistance is queer joy, and it talks about just how like resilience is almost how it almost brings us joy because we're like, yeah, we survived, and just like, yeah, just how powerful resilience is. Like, it's tiring, but yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And again, this is going to be this evening from 6 until 7. It's in the Humanities Building in room 129. And is there any charge to get in? Is it free?
No, it's free. Mm-hmm. Absolutely free.
Absolutely free. And, you know, Dave Holper has been doing these visiting author series now for some time, and they're really wonderful. I generally when someone is coming, I always like, must read that book. And you know, oftentimes it's after the interview, which it's going to be this time as well. But I'm really looking forward to it. One of the most powerful ones was Ta-Nehisi Coates when he came to town, and that was just like, wow, it was one of the most amazing books I've read in a long time. So I'm really looking forward to this one as well. And if you've got the time, you should definitely be part of this. How big is that room? How many people does it hold? You know,
I think about. I'm not sure. It's a lecture hall.
Okay, so a pretty good amount.
Yeah, good amount.
Pretty good amount. As I said, my wife Amy was like, she goes kicking herself because she's going to be teaching during that time. But it's 6 to 7 this evening in the Humanities Building at College of the Redwoods. And again, the book is called Black Girl Dangerous. And that is Mia McKenzie this evening. Rain, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And if you can make it, be out there. It is really going to be a fantastic talk.